Welcome to Bench Boost Boys Game Week 32 forecast, not a jotter. With me, Gavin, and you, Scott. How are you, Scott?
Well, thanks, Gavin. Very well.
If you'd like to join our private league, P2IFBX, join that. At Bench Boost Boys is the Twitter. Benchboostboys.club is the website.
And a quick shout out to our sponsor tonight, Eric. He's sponsored us a bottle of wine.
Lovely Italian
nice
wine.
Toscano wine. I don't know what kind of grape that is. Is that the grape?
I'm not a wine man, but I will drink it. And I am drinking it. And I will continue to drink it. We will kick off the show with how we got on for Game Week 31. Then a little watchlist update. Talk about Game Week 32 fixtures. And then what we're going to do in Game Week 32 specifically. And we'll finish with the final word with. And this week our guest for that is Ben from Benja's Ballers. And we're going to get him in on the phone.
I've heard of him. Just tell me something. How are you going to talk about your watchlist update when it's completely blank? Or is it the fact that you played your wildcard last week that you've gone, you know what, I just picked all the players that were on my watchlist and now there are none. There are none left.
I'm going to give the listeners a little cheeky FPL hack and show the listeners that I'm a hack at the same time, which is kind of poetic. So
we're spiraling.
You'll find out. Stay tuned. You'll find out. So let's get on with it. Bench Boost Boys. How's your game week 31, Scott?
On paper, awful. But if you look at my overall score and my overall rank after last week, not bad.
You know what they say, mate. Points mean prizes.
So to put that into perspective, I didn't leave any points on my bench except for 2 points. So Sanchez did outscore Martinez. But I picked a really, really good starting 11. Didn't go wrong there whatsoever because every single one of my players, definitely scored points. And I didn't luck onto 17 points that were sitting on my bench in the third spot. That didn't happen.
Come on, spill it.
All right. I had 9 of my 11 players blank.
That's a lot.
It's not even worth mentioning those players because they were all awful. Cresswell and Target both got 0 points and they both played 90 minutes. Cresswell only played 30-odd minutes.
So for context, typically speaking, we talk about blanks as being either 0 to 2 points, sometimes 3. We also on this show tend to think of anything less than 5 points for a player to be an underwhelming score. So for you to say that only 2 of your players weren't at least underwhelming, you might be forgiven for thinking, oh, maybe he had 2 players that got, I don't know, 5 points each. Was your game week score 10 points, Scott?
No. My game week score was actually 61.
How?
45 of my points came from 2 players, Stuart Dallas and Jesse Lingard.
But the plot thickens. How did Dallas do that when you had him on what position on your bench?
3rd place. So my bench before the week looked a little bit like this. It was Patrick Bamford, Matty Target, Stuart Dallas. Now,
what dark arts is this?
A little bit of luck. Diaz was rotated out of the Man City lineup.
Yep.
Pep doesn't tend to leave a defender on the bench and then bring him on for a cameo at the end. So as soon as I saw Diaz was benched, I thought, who's my first sub? Brilliant. I've got Bamford's points. He gets an assist. Odegaard, all of a sudden, hang on a minute, he's injured before that Sheffield game. He's not playing, doesn't make an appearance. I get the 2nd sub, that's Matty Target, comes on, plays 90 minutes, they concede 2 goals, and he gets a yellow card, 0 points, and I thought, oh, brilliant. Stuart Dallas, I watched that game, phenomenal. I'm sitting there going, I can't believe I have 17 points on the bench here.
He's Leeds player of the year for me.
Last game of the week was Everton playing some team. Who was it? It doesn't even matter. The game didn't matter to me. But DCL, my only player in that game, pulled up with a groin injury just before kickoff and didn't play, which meant that Stuart Dallas came on in his stead. So
makes you sick.
I got fucking lucky. And there are people on the internet that are fucking livid about that. And not just for me, obviously, but for anyone. Those, I think they're calling them, and you can probably look this up, it's probably trending on Twitter, jammy bastards that went off in Scott and got all of those points. So I ended up on 61 points, game week rank of 658,000 out of 8 million, which is pretty good. Overall rank has gone up to 358,000. And sitting on 1,896 overall points.
Pretty good going. Wow, you rescued that from the jaws of shite.
To thank you, DCL's cock and balls.
Yeah. You are a jammy bastard, and doubly why, because I also had Dallas on the bench. And I also had Diaz, who didn't play. So that brought in Creswell, who, you know, shipped goals, got injured and got a yellow card. So got me a sum total at 0 points.
The injury was really what killed you.
He added injury to injury whilst insulting me. Unfortunately for me, I didn't get Dallas auto sub in. So my total bench points were 32.
That's a good bench boost.
It's a very good bench boost. I think there's been three or four times this season where I've hit over 30 points on the bench. It must be some kind of record. Other than that, though, I had a really good game week. My overall point score was 72 points, which put me at a game week rank of 131,000. So very happy with that. It's probably, I think, my second best this season. I got 11 points for... Rewind. If you listened to last week's show, you'll know that I said I was going to play my wild card. I did.
Yeah.
I did play my wild card. That wild card saw me get rid of Calvert-Lewin, Odegaard, Bale, Alderweireld, Rudiger, me, and Martinez. And I brought in Iheanacho, Salah, Pereira of West Brom, Shaw, Diaz, Alexander-Arnold, and Mendy. Alexander-Arnold, goal and 3 bonus points for 11. Salah got a goal, 7 points. I captained Lingard, 28 points. Iheanacho, 13 points. Let down by Mendy, Shaw, Creswell, as I've mentioned, Fernandes and Rafinha. Bamford got an assist, so 4 points, and Kane only got 2, so he blanked. 72 points.
But the other player you mentioned that you brought in on your wild card, Pereira, who's been playing well, also scored 9 points.
Oh, yeah. I had players on the bench. Yeah, if I'd have brought in Pereira, Dallas, and Sanchez, that would have improved me quite a bit. But on the sum total of that, very happy with that, 72 points. Wild card, well played.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%. So what's your overall points looking like in your overall rank?
Okay, so overall rank, I'm at 647,000.
That's really good. 2 weeks ago, you were celebrating the fact that you crept into the top million.
Yep. So really good progress there. Who knows how far that will go. And my overall points, 1850. So I'm not a million miles away from you.
46. Yeah. But you've got one more
chip to play. Yeah.
To play, so.
And we will get to that. Nice bit of foreshadowing later on in the show when we talk about what we're going to do for game week 32. Maybe I'll talk a bit about that. For now, I think we should get to the watch list update.
I'm excited to see what you're bringing to this, considering you've given me nothing.
You probably just feel that about the podcast in general. Every single week. Bench Boss Boys, you go first. Watch list.
Right, so really liking the Chelsea midfield attacking players, the younger ones, Christian Pulisic and Mason Mount. Haven't put Pulisic on my watch list because he's actually a little bit of a, I feel like that'd be a reflex or a reactive addition to the watch list. So Mason Mount stays on there. Matias Pereira, still like him. He's on my watch list because he's definitely not being transferred in this week, and I'll get to why in a minute. But the other two players that sit on my watch list, Mason Greenwood, Man United, he's playing really well. He's relatively cheap, and it's
7 mil, I think.
Yeah, if the frustrations with Bruno Fernandes do continue to boil over, potentially he's a way to free up some funds, but still keep a Man United asset in the team. And I never thought I'd look at another Arsenal player again, but Lacazette playing really, really well. I think he's scored something like 34 points in the last four
games.
He's
in great form. He's at about around the £8 million mark, which is potentially an awkward one, because if you're thinking maybe Leeds have got some tough fixtures coming up, he's still a lot more expensive than Bamford with no guarantees, but depends what your money situation is.
Yeah, but it's no secret I've got Harry Kane in my team, and he's obviously got a double game week this week, but after that it's a blank for Tottenham. So if I'm looking to free up funds, or at least bring in someone that I know is going to score points in that starting lineup in the front third, maybe I'll just take out Kane for a week, bring Lacazette in, give him a little bit of a trial run, and swap them back the next week.
Maybe. Maybe. And, yeah, Greenwood as well. Just a slightly awkward price point when there's some alternatives that are a bit cheaper. But, you know, obviously the point of the watch list is people you're keeping an eye on.
Madison's back too. Like, we know he's not injured anymore. He hasn't had a lot of minutes since, so he's obviously not fit. But he's back. He's another one that I've always been interested in. So,
okay, well.
What have you got? What have you got? What is the surprise you have for me?
No, you've built it up a bit now.
Well, you did.
If you were wondering to yourself, outside of listening to a bunch of podcasts, how would I possibly know who to put on a watch list other than, you know, the guy who scored a hat-trick at the weekend? Little hack for you, and it's not revolutionary. Go to the front page of the Fantasy Premier League. So fantasy.premierleague.com.
Do you want me to do this while you're saying this?
No, no need. Get yourself down to Kings of the Game Week and have a look at the team. There you go. That should add some of those to your watch list. What do you reckon?
That's boring. That's a
what do you reckon?
It's a boring tip.
It's the lazy man's way.
If you haven't figured that out after 31 game weeks, you shouldn't be playing FPL and you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. Get off. Stop listening.
Mate, if they're all fucking experts, they wouldn't be listening anyway. Just saying. Just putting it out there. If you're looking for a lazy way, nothing wrong with checking out the Kings of the Game Week.
You want me to put Gareth Bale back on my watch list?
No, Kings of this game week, the one just gone 31. Not ever. Otherwise you'd be putting in bloody Danny Ings or something.
Speaking of which, Johnston. That West Bromwich Albion goalkeeper was the first West Brom goalkeeper to save a penalty since 2018.
Okay.
But 15 points for a goalkeeper.
That's great.
Sam Johnston, I've said this, he's their best player.
He's a great keeper.
Obviously he's not. Matthias Pereira is their best player, but he is a great player. Sitting on 116 points, which is nothing to shy away from when it comes to points.
The numbers don't lie, right? So you've got Johnston, Dallas, Alexander-Arnold, Ben White quietly going about his business at Brighton. Pulisic. Pulisic is an interesting one for me because I'm a big fan. And last season, he had a great season. I don't know, like, these guys stuck in these rotation systems. It feels to me, and I haven't necessarily got the facts to back it up, but it feels to me that every time Pulisic gets a run, he turns it on, he performs. I feel fucking pig sick if every time I actually got game time, I was banging in goals and playing out my skin, but I still wasn't guaranteed starter. I still wasn't guaranteed minutes.
And that attitude is exactly why you're not playing week in, week out. It's the immaturity. You know, you need that stability.
That's one of many reasons why I'm not a professional football player, Scott. But yeah, Pulisic. I'd like to think, as a Leeds fan, if Pulisic was playing for Leeds, I'd be very happy. But yeah, there you go. Lingard, obviously, in there. Sam Maximin. He's come back. He's back, you know, fit and fresh.
What a comeback, too.
Yeah, turning it on.
Let me actually double check, but I'm quite certain he made a cameo appearance in that game. And he made all 33 minutes, one goal, one assist.
That's Jota style, that.
And that was to come back from 1-0 down against Burnley. Mm. And he came on and he tore up the field. But he had more opportunities than those two.
He's a great player. Opportunities, yeah. Great player. Got Jared Bowen there.
Bowen, yeah. They're playing him as a striker.
Yeah, I know. What's that? I mean,
shortest striker in the league.
Antonio is very. I mean, it's no secret. It's been all season long, and it's nothing new. But very injury prone, unfortunately.
We will do a bit of a look back on the season, and retrospective. The we've learned. But for me, one of the obvious ones is the injury prone players are players you just need to avoid.
I think so. It's just too risky. And then conversely, I mean, you talked about Greenwood. You've got him on yours. Iheanacho, bloody hell! Talk about taking the opportunity by the horns. Blah, what a story. Like, the guy's probably come back and played four or five games and just feels like he's scored in every single game. And then Lacazette, who you also touched on. So there you go. That's my very cheap hack of the week. Just have a look at the Kings of the Game Week. Stick some of those guys on your watch list. Done. Mic drop.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you right now. Iheanacho in the last five games has scored 50 points.
So his form is 10 points, basically. Yeah. Oh, my good God. There you go. How can you ignore that?
You just can't.
Well, we didn't. I've got him in my team. I'm sure you're looking at him.
He's not on my watch list, but I'll tell you why in a hot minute.
Ooh. Okay, well, there we go. There's a watch list. I hope you're not too upset with me. I feel like I added some kind of rationale, even though it's clearly not as sophisticated or analytical as you might like. But that is the watch list update. And coming up, we will have a little look at the Game Week 32 fixtures. Ah!
Bench Boss Boys.
Game week 32 fixtures. No secret, Tottenham have two games. It's a double game week for them. They're playing a little bit of catch up.
That means there's only 10 fixtures, which means one team misses out, and that's Crystal Palace. But who gives a fuck?
Seemingly, not even Zaha can turn it on for those guys at the moment. Very flat. Anyway, first game of the game week, Everton versus Tottenham.
Yeah, the first fixture for Spurs in the game week. Obviously, DCL, you've got him here at 75%. Didn't play last week. Thank you, DCL.
yeah, you owe him big time.
I do.
And you're going to repay him, sure.
I'll buy him a beer next time he's in Brisbane. Dominic, if you are listening, which I'm sure you aren't, try not to hop into that, actually. I don't have a lot of money. But DCL, who hasn't been in great form anyway, missing out on that fixture, I'm hoping this is a bit of a whitewash, and obviously all eyes will be on Kane and Son, and, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about Reguilon at the moment as well. He's been one of the highest chance creators in the team, even including those midfield players.
As a player, I really like him.
Yeah, so I think he turned it on for Kane last week or the week before. He got an assist there, so great player. Yeah, that's it from me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it'll be interesting to see what kind of rotation Mourinho might play. They've got the League Cup final coming up soon. They've got two games in this game week. So I would expect Kane to play both, but you might, for instance, if you're somebody who is still sticking with Gareth Bale, I mean, firstly, why? But secondly, he might get some good minutes in this.
Yeah. Do you know who they're playing in the League Cup final?
Manchester City.
Right. Yeah, they're going to definitely want Kane on the field for that one. So, yeah, if they're going to play Kane, it'll be this game against Everton. They might drop some minutes against Southampton in the second fixture, but yeah,
I think we'll see. My guess would be, yeah, at least in the second game, it might be once they're 1 or 2 nil up, maybe at halftime, they'll pull Kane off and then they'll substitute him. next game of the game, Newcastle versus West Ham. It's a weird one. I had been saying for the last few weeks that Newcastle are in a bit of free-for-all, as we just talked about before the break. Sam Maximin is back. He's kind of in form.
And he's obviously their talisman. He's got to be. Cause
I mean, we've known that him and Callum Wilson, and maybe to a lesser extent Lascelles, have been their best players this year. Keeper has not done too bad, the young guy there.
Dubravka?
No, the other one.
Dubravka?
No, what's his name? You've put me on the spot now, but he was one that we were keeping an eye on a lot in the first half of the season. Fuck off. anyway, Newcastle, maybe they're not done. Conversely, West Ham, suddenly I feel like we're talking about, could they finish third? It feels like Champions League's definitely happening.
I think definitely for them. They're in such good form, and Lingard's been a huge part of that. So, you know, outside of that really attractive double for Tottenham, Lingard is definitely another shot at captain for this week.
You reckon?
Absolutely. He's in such good form.
Oh, I know.
I think we both captained him last week, and we have no regrets. So if you didn't have any Spurs assets and couldn't find a way to get them in your team, A, you're an idiot, and B, Captain Lingard.
By the way, just a little correction from earlier. The keeper was Darlow, who has, unfortunately for him, in the last half dozen or so games, he's lost his place to
Dubravka?
Correct. Okay, well, I would still expect, I know, frankly, Newcastle are fighting for survival. I'm not about to burst into a Bob Marley song, but I would still expect West Ham to turn them over here. After that, Wolves versus Sheffield United. Neto, unfortunately, out. I know he's been a popular pick of late. That's not cool. Sheffield United, absolutely fucking doomed. They're going down. Wolves have been hot and cold. What are we saying?
Look, to be honest, Neto was the only reason I was ever interested in Wolves.
Cody, maybe? He could be a cheap...
Remains nice at the start of the season. And actually now he's looking good again, but...
But right now, potentially Cody is maybe a differential if you want to try and pick up a clean sheet this weekend.
Yeah, but they say the best defence is an attack or something like that. I've butchered it. But with Neto, do they have that? And I think, what's his name? Neves as well. He's also injured. Mm. Well, no, he's got an illness. No idea what that could be, but he's not expected back until Anzac Day. So,
topical. Okay. Well, yeah. Poor old Sheffield United. Now we said that it'll probably be 0-0. Arsenal versus Fulham. Lacazette in hot form, as we talked about the other week, and of course today when we were doing the watch list update. Yeah. Aubameyang 75%. Saka 75%. Tierney back 15th of May. That's a long time. But Lacazette.
Yeah, and Lacazette's in phenomenal form. But the other thing you've got to remember right now is we're getting to that business end of the season where teams like Fulham, They need to start getting something out of these games. So they're going to start pushing.
Well, they're also fighting for a survival, right?
If they don't push, they're not going to make it out of that relegation zone, which means the game is there for the taking for a team like Arsenal. Because Fulham are going to be playing very attacking football. They need to take something. It does mean that if they do score early, they are likely to park the bus because Scott Parker needs to just...
Scott Parker bus?
Yeah, he just needs to get a few results before the end of the season, and that's so always risky.
Throw everything in the kitchen sink at it.
Yeah.
Eesh. Okay, Manchester United versus Burnley. What's going on with Fernandes? He was once upon a time a lock-in for captain week in, week out.
Yeah, any player is capable of having poor form at any point, obviously, apart from Jesse Lingard. I think Burnley also had this mantle of being one of the best defensive teams in the league. So as much as Fernandes has kind of lost his spark, so have Burnley. Mm. And Man United don't have to just rely on Fernandes. We know Mason Greenwood's playing well. Cavani's playing well. Yeah, Luke Shaw, Mason Greenwood. Have I said his name already? Rashford.
Mason Greenwood.
Mason Greenwood's playing well as well.
So you're right. They've got a few things they can rely on. Anyone who's sort of still relying on certain someone, Martial, unknown return date, don't know what's going on.
You got to stop relying on Martial.
Yeah, stop doing it. Leeds-Liverpool. This will be a good game. Liverpool have refound their form. Leeds are Leeds.
Well, Leeds have had some really great results in the last couple of weeks, beating Man City when they were 10 men down. So Cooper got sent off early. And
they were what man down?
No, it was just one guy, Stuart Dallas versus Man City.
Do you know what? Well said.
Yeah.
Because it feels like that.
Yeah, one man down. So Cooper got sent off. A really exciting fixture. I think Liverpool kind of, they are also, you know, for Jurgen Klopp, there's still the chance of Champions League.
Yeah.
So
it's a big second leg.
But you don't want to take your eyes off the Premier League. Mm. So for him, he's going to be looking at that this fixture and going, well, yeah, I need to concentrate on this fixture because Bielsa is an absolute genius. But I've still got Champions League, so it'll be an interesting fixture, and there are players that are just playing so well for both teams. I think Dallas, Trent Alexander-Arnold, then you've got Salah, and you've got Rafinha, but Rafinha's injured as well.
75%, so I'm not sure there.
Bamford came off, but he got an assist first. So, and then you've also got players like Fabinho for Liverpool, who, not from an FPL perspective, but he's that engine room. Without him, Liverpool struggle.
It's a little bit like that actually with Calvin Phillips at Leeds. Those kind of holding midfield generals.
Declan Rice too for West Ham. He's actually out injured as well. So
probably why they conceded a couple of late goals last week. So yeah, going to be an interesting one, that one. Obviously, I hope Leeds thrash them. Chelsea versus Brighton.
Brighton are doing well.
Nice.
Brighton actually are doing well defensively, so 9 goals is a lot, but over 10 fixtures, it isn't. And especially if you look at the teams they've played against, I think I've listed them here, Chelsea is the team they're playing against. Sorry, Man United, Leicester, Liverpool and Spurs. They've played those 4 teams, and they've only shipped 9 goals in 10 games. So yeah. Brighton actually are doing really well in the back end of the season, and I know that their Brighton assets are now, the defensive assets are now what you would have considered Burnley assets to be at the start of the season.
Yes.
And they've kind of swapped, yes. And Brighton are now that team that are defensively quite exciting. Maybe it has a lot to do with the fact that Tarek Lamptey is injured, and he has been for a while, and I get that, but they seem to have a really structured, well-defined defense right now. And Tarek Lamptey was very attacking, left a lot for the remaining back 3 players to do, but now they seem to have a solid back 4, and it's not like they aren't still scoring goals, because Dunk, but he gets up there for the set pieces, so he's got time after the ball gets cleared to move back, and the centre defensive mids can cover him while he's up there. So,
absolutely. Tottenham's second game of the game week is against Southampton. Southampton had a really decent first half of the season, and the second half has just been drab.
Do you remember when they were winning the league? I think it was after like 9 games or something.
I mean, Spurs were as well. And here we are. Yeah, I mean, we've kind of touched on Spurs a bit there. Let's see what happens. Maybe they might choose to rest some players in this game or bring them off a little early. Time will tell, but yeah. This is a good opportunity to try and maximise that. Yeah, I don't know. Like, if you've got, especially if you've got any chips, I don't know, if anybody's got say a free hit or something, you might choose to quickly stick three Spurs players in there this week. Interesting to see how that one plays out.
The obvious ones would be the bench boost and the triple captaincy for this fixture.
If you have those.
If you have either of those two.
Aston Villa versus Manchester City. Aston Villa, another one who are flying high. Grealish had a bit of a false start with his comeback. Broke down in training the other week, so he's still out.
Like emotionally while. Broke down?
Quite possibly. I mean, I can imagine it being frustrating, but I can't say that for sure. Man City obviously want to bounce back from losing against Leeds. They are also still in the Champions League and have the League Cup final. Luckily for Pep, he's got about 5,000 players in his squad who are all full internationals.
Yeah. And the Man City B team and the Man City C team, they're all quality.
They'd all finish in the top half of the Prem.
Yeah.
Villa, yeah, it's not going great, is it? Lately?
Not lately, no.
Bit patchy.
Lost a lot of confidence in the Villa defenders, and particularly Martinez, who was an extremely popular goalkeeper. You've jumped ship to Mendy. Not a bad shout considering the Chelsea fixtures.
Yep.
Roy Patricio would be another good one for the Wolves fixtures they've got too. So Martinez losing that shine as an FPL asset, but for me, bigger fish to fry with injuries in the midfield and the striker. And I really feel like there's more opportunities for points in the front two thirds, you know, with the midfielders, and especially considering, I think this is the second game week in a row where there haven't been that many clean sheets at all.
It's quite disappointing.
I could go back and look at the fixture. I'm not going to do that, but I'm lazy.
And there we go. And the last game of the game week, Leicester versus West Brom. Leicester flying pretty high. West Brom suddenly in form. Barnes, unknown return date. Justin, I think, as you've touched on it, it looks like he's out for the season. Ian Nacho.
Yeah.
He's doing it.
Yeah. And you've got Pereira as well. But Leicester City, I don't know. Ian Nacho, can I talk about him yet? I didn't have him last week. Do I have him next week? You'll have to wait and find out.
You will have to wait and find out. But will be a cracking game anyway. I don't think we actually, or you certainly didn't actually highlight a particular yawn game, potentially Wolves, Sheffield United.
Yeah, that for me is definitely
that's the yawn game of the week.
Now that Neves and Neto are out, Wolves bore me. Bore me.
They just bore me. Okay, so we will come back and finally talk about what we are going to do for game week 32. Bench Boss Boys. Game week 32. What you gonna do?
What have I done?
What have you done?
I've gone against the grain. You know, last 6 weeks I've been pretty sensible
with
transferring late.
Sensible, sure.
Yeah, but last week, I think I got rid of Lookman for Jota. Jota was fine, you know, he ended up playing. Didn't play particularly well. But then three of my players randomly picked up injuries, Cresswell, Odegaard, and DCL. And I thought, fuck, players can get injured at any time, even just before the match starts. So what's the point in waiting? Throw out all of those lessons I've learned in the last 6 weeks.
Sounds reckless.
So I've made two transfers already.
Okay. I hope they get injured. What have you done?
Gareth Bale has come out of my team for Son Heung-min.
It's so fucking weird with Bale. Like, he was king of the game week about 4 weeks ago, and now he's back on the scrap heap.
Yeah. The other one is DCL. Obviously, he's injured his penis, so I've taken him out for Ian Nacho.
Ian's Nacho.
So, yeah, we'll be looking to capitalise on that with a tasty, tasty Leicester City fixture against West Brom. I think a player in his kind of form coming up up against a defence like West Brom's defence, it's just so attractive.
Goals written all over it.
Plus, Everton's playing Tottenham, and it's not exactly an easy fixture, so I didn't mind taking DCL out.
Captain?
Captain and Kane, obviously.
Duh.
Anyone not doing that is an idiot.
Duh.
But I'm out of chips, so I'll never have to talk about chips ever again. apart from potato chips. I'll be playing a 3-4-3 with Kane, Iheanacho, and Bamford leading the line. So in the end, even though Jota was shit last week, I'm going to keep him in my starting lineup. Son coming straight in, and Lingard and Fernandes both have great fixtures, so they'll be staying in my team. My biggest choice this week was who do I play as my goalkeeper? Martinez versus Sanchez. Now, I'm willing to let Martinez...
Oh, Sanchez is playing Chelsea, though.
Yeah, but that's not a particularly attractive fixture because, like I said, Mount and Pulisic are playing well. Mm. So, as much as Brighton have been great defensively...
Oh, and it's Villa and Man City, I see.
Yeah, it's not a good choice. It's not a good choice to have. So, no good choice for goalkeeper this week, but it wasn't a big enough headache for me to want to transfer either of them out. Yeah.
So who are you going with? Sorry.
Martinez. Happy to roll the dice one more time on him.
Okay. Okay.
What about you?
Well. I have one chip left. Triple captain. It's Harry Kane. So,
I think I triple captained Harry Kane earlier in the season.
And that was distinctly average, wasn't it, really? It was.
No, it was like a...
It was fine, because he didn't blank, but it wasn't like a...
I think I got like 33 points or something like that. So
if you took the captaincy out of it, he averaged 4 points per game over those two games. It wasn't great.
Did he?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Did he?
But it looked okay, because it got times by three. But it was distinctly average, but it could have been worse. And I believe that's how everybody felt at that time who did that. And you weren't alone. There was lots of people. It was average, if you actually analyse it. I'll keep talking so you can go and check it.
I can't remember when I did it.
Actually, if you go on your team page, it shows you against your chips what week. At least it does it on the mobile app. It tells you what week. On the Android app, it tells you what week you played certain chips. Anyway, I'm triple captain in Harry Kane. I've made two transfers. I've done mine early because I'm always a reckless fuck. I got rid of Rafinha and Salah. Rafinha, because Leeds fixtures suddenly look a bit tough and he's 75%. Nothing against Rafinha, I love you. Salah. He was worth a lot of money and I didn't mind missing him. And I have actually brought in Lucas Moura and Son. Lucas Moura was one of the only Spurs players to play well in their loss to Manchester United. He's in good form. He's a good player. It's one of those things where absolutely next week I'll bring him out because Tottenham are on a blank game week the following week. But fuck it. Let's roll the dice.
Did you say but fuck it? Jesus, Gavin. This is a G-rated podcast.
Mate, fuck it however which way you like. But or otherwise, could have been the ear.
Speaking of butt fucking, I actually did go back and find... You are right. If you click on it, yeah, you're right. 8 points he averaged. So I really hope this week he scores at least six. No more than seven.
That'd be great. Two hat tricks. I'll be... well, it would send me above you, no, most 6 likely. 6 points
total.
Oh, no, I want six goals. Yeah, so Moura and Son have come in, so I will have three Spurs players for this. I feel like it's one of those situations where you've got to. I'd much rather this not go great and me go, well, I did it, rather than not do it and then them do brilliant and me go, fuck, I should have triple captain then. So I feel compelled to do it.
And if you're gonna make up 46 points to catch me in any one of our mini leagues, triple captaining and maximizing the amount of Spurs players you have is probably a pretty good way to try and do that.
It's just this week's tactic. I'm playing a 3-4-3, and I'm crossing my fingers and lots of other appendages that you don't need to know about. And not even quietly confident, quite confident. Roll the dice, let's see it happen. And that's about the size of it.
All right, well, we should get our producer to get Ben on the line and take a quick break while that happens behind the scenes. Oh. Or did you have more to talk about?
Nah, I've run out of gas, mate. I need more wine. I don't, actually. We will be back with the final word with Ben of Benji's Ballers.
Bench Boss Boys.
Okay. Final section of the show. The final word with Ben of Benji's Ballers. Welcome, Ben.
Thanks, Gav. Thanks, Scott.
How's it going?
I didn't say anything, Ben. Don't thank me. I hate you. I'm glad to see you fall down the the latter.
Yeah, what happened what happened last week?
Well, first of all, this podcast has gone seriously downhill since I left and Scott came back. So let's address the elephant in the room.
That's a given.
And subsequently, so have my points. I had a terrible, terrible, terrible game week.
How many points did you get?
I'd rather not talk about it, to be honest. I'm not sure why you've invited me on.
Well, let's let bygones be bygones and talk about next week.
Well, actually, because I think one of the issues is obviously Ben's forgotten to get the score up in front of him, but I have it here. Oh. So, Ben, just thinking back, the game week average was 41. Ben, you've scored 27 points.
Did you forget to set your team or do your transfers or something?
the worst bit about all of this is I actually did three transfers. I rolled one from the week before, so I had two free transfers and then took a -4. One of those players was Alonso. I thought I was being a genius because Chilwell started for Chelsea midweek in the Champions League. So I thought Alonso's guaranteed to start. He didn't even play.
No.
Tuchel's just fucking with us.
But to be fair, though, that's a fairly decent and well thought out transfer strategy.
Good
and
tactic.
Like you can't beat yourself up over that. That's just,
let us do it for you.
Yeah. Oh no, well, I mean that's just unlucky. That is proper unlucky.
That's pretty bad, mate.
Yeah. So yeah, I transferred out Rudiger for him and I think Rudiger actually played. So yeah, sometimes it just doesn't go your way, does it?
This is true.
27 points, which was fucking disaster.
I think the word's abysmal. But we've all been there, some more than others. Mm. Well, let's move on. What are you doing this game week? Obviously, it's a double game week for Tottenham.
Yeah, so I'm just loading my team. I've already made a transfer this morning. I brought in Iheanacho for DCL.
Sounds familiar. That's exactly what Scott's done.
Great minds, hey Ben. Great minds. I think
yeah,
we won't get into what we were doing because we've already talked about that. But you can go back and have a listen. But that is exactly the same. One of the two transfers I've made this game week. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm thinking I'm probably gonna wait and see. But I was maybe gonna take a -4. Players I'm looking at. I've got Stones, and he just isn't getting game time. I've got a lot of cash in the bank as well. I think I've got 3.7 mil. So I'm either going to hold out this game week, and then next week I'll probably transfer out Son and maybe bring in Salah or someone like that, because Spurs have got a blank
they
in
have,
33.
Yeah.
But anyway, I digress. This week possibly might be subbing out Suchek and bringing in for a -4, probably Lingard.
Not a bad shout as well, because Lingard's playing really well and they have a really nice fixture against Newcastle. But your chat about Son next week out for Salah is actually not bad either. Despite the fact that they play Man United the week after, next week they do play Newcastle. And then after that, it's a really nice run of fixtures for Liverpool, Southampton, West Brom, Burnley and Crystal Palace. And like we just talked about, Crystal Palace have fallen off the face of the earth. They're awful.
So I want to ask you, I want to ask you something, Ben. Last week on the podcast, Scott and I were having a chat about, Scott was saying that he's top of one of our mini leagues, which you're also in. And to maintain that, does he go template, i.e. go for the dead certs that most people have got to maintain the gap? Or does he roll the dice and spice it up a bit to try and get ahead of the pack, or, you know, get an even bigger gap or another way to maintain it? And my comment to him was, potentially it's the likes of you that have got more to risk and need to do more to try and catch him. What's your thoughts on that? How are you going to catch Scott?
Yeah, it's a tricky one because our teams are very, very similar.
Yeah.
So I think last week, I did try and mix it up a little bit. I played what I thought would be quite a clever short game in bringing people like Alonso in for, they had like, you know, obviously a favorable fixture. I thought he'd do the business. Brought in Jota, who I expected to get more points than he did. He was a bit unlucky. I brought in Nat Phillips as well. So yeah, I took a few risks there. So yeah, I'd say I'm probably it's probably on me to take more risks than it is Scott, because, you know, his team's ticking on quite nicely. And we were, there was a stage where we were kind of just matching points for points, bar a player or two. So yeah, I just thought I'd just try and mix it up a bit, and it obviously fucking backfired. Well,
you've had a nightmare, and he somehow had his third sub come on, auto sub, and got an extra 17 points. Lucky bastard.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. You know, that's something actually we should touch on, is that Nat Phillips score, because that's actually a really good transfer for the price point, and he's played 90 minutes of their last four games. Actually not a bad shout at all.
Differential.
Got that, two clean sheets in those four games as well.
That's literally the reason why I bought him in. Liverpool's fixtures are obviously really good for this run into the end of the season. I thought I think I took out Dallas for him, which obviously now is a terrible decision.
Yeah, netted out 15 under on that one. But can I ask why Phillips and not like your Trent Alexander-Arnold or...
Yeah, purely just to free up cash, because I wanted to bring in like a De Bruyne, or my original plan was to bring in Phillips. That frees up the mill there. I think I got rid of a few other players to free up cash as well. And then my original plan was, I was looking at De Bruyne, but their fixture list is just too heavy outside of the Prem. And whilst they've got like Man City now have got enough points to kind of walk the league in, I've just kind of gone off De Bruyne, so I'll probably bring in Salah. But yeah, Nat Phillips, that's why I brought him in, just to free up some cash. Steady player, Liverpool got good fixtures, pretty dangerous. Like, I know that he hasn't scored yet, I don't think, but set pieces, he's going to be a threat, because he just heads everything. Like, he's so tall, gets on everything, so... That was my
solid logic.
Yeah. Plus, like, yeah, you said, defensively, they should do well against teams like Newcastle, Southampton, West Brom at the moment. They're playing pretty well. I mean, Matias Pereira is playing well. But
we'll see what happens with Leeds.
Burnley and Crystal Palace, their last two games of the season, you have to think those are two locked in clean sheets there. So, yeah, I don't think it's a bad shout at all.
I'd say so. Any last thoughts, Ben, before we boot you off?
I don't know. No, I think we've covered...
Special message for Scott, maybe? A little bit of encouragement for him?
Best of luck for the rest of the game week? The rest of the season, sorry?
Fuck off, Scott. Lose. Drop some points. Gav, you could also do with dropping a few as well. I wouldn't mind reclaiming my second position in the mini league.
Let's see how my triple captaincy goes this week. And you won't.
Oh, is that? Yeah, I obviously haven't listened.
No. And I'll give you a spoiler now, mate. I've made two transfers this week. I've brought Son and Lucas Moura in. So I've got three Spurs guys, and I've triple captained Kane.
Question on that.
Go on.
Spurs have a blank.
Yes.
After the double.
Moura definitely comes out. Depending on what else is going on with players in form and injuries, maybe I park those two Spurs guys on the bench, or I get rid of Son and I make two transfers and bring in maybe Salah back.
Probably not the biggest deal to park two Spurs players, but parking three, you are really relying heavily on the bench.
I wouldn't do that. Moura's gone. Next week, Moura's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there you go. So there's all that to... look forward to.
I like the Lucas Moura transfer.
He was one of the only Spurs guys to actually do any good in that game at last weekend against Man United.
Yeah, and Spurs have obviously got the double, but they've also got the League Cup final. Mm. And Mourinho, you've probably covered this, but Mourinho is obviously looking for a trophy. Kane and Son are subject to being, you know, they might not play the full 90 minutes of each game in the double.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Whereas Lucas Moura will be the guy who kind of comes in, so
you'd think
like that.
Well, there we go. Well, thank you very much for joining us, Ben.
Let's not kick him off. Let's just wrap up the show and
shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what? Because you are a bench boost boy, you know you are. And as soon as Scott puts his hand in his pocket, you'll be in here full time. How about that?
He can't afford me.
Well, we'll see.
Well, we're talking about the microphone, actually, Ben. You know, this is not a paid gig. We have to reiterate, this is not a paid gig. Sometimes
kind of
you get free wine. Thanks again to our sponsor, Eric.
Yeah, lovely red wine from Italia.
Don't forget to join the Bench Boost Boys League, P2I FBX. There's massive cash prize for the first place.
Stop saying that.
Next season.
Well, if you're providing it, mate.
Yeah.
Or maybe Eric can provide a case of wine.
It'll be Dogecoin.
Oh, well, that's going up in price too, but that's a whole other podcast. at Bench Boost Boys is us on Twitter. Benchboostboys.club is the website. Have a great game week, but not as good as me and Scott and Ben. I hope you maybe do really badly. All right. Thanks, lads.
See you, Gav.
Bye.
See you guys.